coming.
Every time we have a show, I'm like, I want to make sure, like, John and Mike are like, okay, you guys ready? Yeah. And I turn my back, I'm like, go with the sound, and I turn, and they're both at the bar.
We're getting drinks.
Then don't say you're ready.
Every other time you say, are you ready, then it's like 5 minutes later.
Yeah, you play solitaire, you like set up Monopoly.
I know they are really high. I don't know what's happening. I don't understand computers. Anyways, hey, welcome to Sky Ranger Podcast. This podcast, yay!
Hello, podcast people.
Hey, claps.
With fans.
For those who have never been here before, we just talk about random things, and I usually try to not fuck up a lot. I do. I will. I'm going to say that right now. Hey, how are you guys doing? What?
I can tell already you're so nervous because there's three girls. Like, right in the middle, like, I can just tell automatically.
I can't see because the lights are in my eyes.
Oh, yes.
No, I don't want to. Because then I'll...
It's a compliment.
Okay, I know there's girls here, and I don't want...
Oh, now there's girls in a darkened room.
No, okay, now I know how pretty they are, and I'm even more nervous.
Oh, look at that. Sweetheart.
Keep that in mind. If you're ugly, he doesn't care.
Yeah. Hey,
Scott, I wanted to congratulate you on explaining the show.
I did it.
Because usually about 5 minutes in, I say, they don't know what's going on because you don't explain the show.
No,
yeah,
I don't.
You did.
Good job, Scott. I'm ready for the show tonight. I'm on fire.
All right, first topic, go.
No.
Oh. No, you know what? That's a good point because he usually would back down. So you learn assertiveness.
No, I was so angry at work today. I still feel the fire in my blood.
Oh, why? What happened?
I've always feared the day that Scott gets just angry and just...
Well, I wasn't...
Just realizes he can hurt people.
But that's the night he comes up like, I had a threesome. What? I was just so angry and confident.
What?
I just...
No, okay, here's... Okay. So here's the fucking deal. Every once in a while, we have pizza at work, right? And...
Angry.
Hold on, guys. So I'm on the committee that gets the pizza. So we'll go.
Wait
around.
A minute,
pizza committee.
Come on, you just stop immediately. You can't just act like that's normal. There's a pizza committee.
Yes.
How that means you're eating pizza way too much at work.
No, everyone's getting treated at work.
I don't know what that means.
How often does it happen?
Like every other week.
Okay. It's not a terrible.
So there is a bi-weekly pizza committee. Now, is this to make sure that you don't get the same pizza from the same place every other week?
I have the position for a year. So I have it till the end of the year.
Wait, you get nominated to be pizza?
No, we sign up for it. This is my third year in a row, John.
What are you on the committee?
I'm a co-chair. I don't know. We don't have titles.
All right, anyway, what do you do? So what's your responsibility?
Well, how many people are on this committee?
Two. All right, so...
Barely a committee.
So she goes... Well, there's all sorts of committees. We have all committees, John, Mike. There's like a funeral... There's like a funeral committee. So whenever... So I'm just saying when someone dies or
twice
someone...
A week.
Twice, yeah.
Or every other week.
When someone dies or like when someone's relative dies, like they're in charge of like gathering...
Oh, sympathy card.
Getting the cards and like money or whatever.
They're in charge of caring. Right.
Yeah. And then we have like a Christmas party committee. And we have I don't remember what other committees are.
Birthday committee?
I'm also on the soup committee this year.
The soup committee.
We've talked about this. They do the annual chili dump every year.
It's not a chili dump. No, it's actually...
Oh, it's a soup
everyone
dump.
Brings in soup. Everyone brings in soup.
Yeah. That's soup like a competition.
Yeah, the competition.
I was
soup.
A
yeah,
judge
yeah,
for that
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Well, that's right.
Did you get...
Yes.
You have not been invited?
I've not been invited.
You
to
should talk
soup.
To the committee.
Mm.
We have a member of the committee here.
Right here.
You could.
I have an in.
When is the next soup?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
This is really short notice to make fucking soup.
It's on the crock pot at home right now.
My invite as judge must be lost.
Yeah.
What are you making?
I called it hobo stew.
Is it because I didn't vote for you? Is that why I'm not invited?
Yeah. I had a great. I made.
How
a,
would I know? It was a blind taste.
I made
You're
a barbecue
lost,
chicken
honestly.
Soup. And it's fantastic.
You've not let it go. You're still upset at me.
So hobo soup, what does that mean?
Hobo stew. God damn it. I say stew. Everyone keeps saying soup. What soup? Stew.
It's a soup competition. I thought it was soup. I'm sorry.
Well, people
just joined the conversation.
Also, hobos don't have time for stew.
That's exactly the point.
It takes a long time to make stew. You gotta like let it
so that's the joke. I get it. All right, what's in it?
Well, okay, first of all, when I go back on that thing. It's a soup contest, yeah, but people bring in chili. Chili isn't soup.
I think it is. All right,
no, we had this conversation 2 years ago. Chili's not soup.
Then what is it?
Chili.
Soup category.
Okay, you go to the store and you say, oh, look at chili stuff on the board, and then it says canned soup.
Right next to fucking soup. But, like, right now, like, it's, like, seriously, like, right in the same
okay,
aisle.
So
like,
cat food and dog food is the same, then? Kitty litter and
it's not going to kill you. It's, like, either way.
I'm not going to eat it.
No, but I mean, like, if you have, like, chili or soup, it's kind of the same of cat, dog what, food. Your dog's going to eat cat food.
What defines chili?
I don't know. Chili peppers?
No, those are only red hot ones, and they entertain our ears every year.
They haven't entertained my ears for
now.
Quite
she's
a while,
leaving because of that bad joke. She hates the red hot chili peppers. She likes
she's
them.
She's be-rooming it up, right? Be-rooming it.
Yeah. Don't point out. No one likes when people get pointed out going to the bathroom. John,
you yelled at her for leaving. She's not.
I wasn't yelling at her. I was yelling at you. Joke. Jesus Christ! What do you want? What was the question?
What's a chili?
All right, we're repeating ourselves.
Peppers.
All right, for the podcast, people haven't listened to yet because it hasn't been released. All right, so so the pizza. Let's go back to the pizza.
Okay,
pizza committee. Responsibilities. Go.
We have to go around and count all the people in the building.
Okay.
So we know how many people are there. Okay. So we know how many pizzas to order.
Okay. So how many slices does everyone get?
We assume three people per pizza. Because some people will heap their plate, some people eat two pieces.
Sure.
Also, we have a second shift, so they have to make sure they have some.
Okay.
Like that.
So the calculations are more complicated than
you
might think.
You'd believe it. Yeah.
So three people a pizza. Okay. Perfect.
And then
you have to go around and hand count everyone in the building.
Yeah. Quick! There's 24 people. How many pizzas?
Eight or nine. Nine.
You round up?
Yeah.
That should be exactly eight.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, I'm on the committee.
So, okay, dude.
He's very angry.
I love angry, confident Scott. It's amazing.
He's never
said fuck you on the podcast before, which is a year coming.
I could go on for 45 minutes about all the bullshit that happened.
All right, so
this.
By the way, why are you angry about pizza planning?
Okay, so that's it. We had to figure out how much pizza we're going to get, right? And,
okay.
and then people are like, hey, I want this kind of pizza. Everyone's like, everyone wants different pizza. So we have to compromise and be like, this is the kind we're getting today. And then one guy...
You order nine of the same kind of pizza?
No.
Oh.
But there's a guy there who's like, I want this specific pizza, but he's always out on the road because he's driving somewhere, and he comes back, he's like, all the pizza's gone. And you're like, no, just that one pizza. There's still all these pizzas, and he pouts. And you're like, shit, you fuck. And then, but okay, so here's what happened.
Does this happen a lot with him?
Yes.
Why don't you just grab two pieces and save it for him because you know he's going to have a problem?
I did. And then he took the other pizza because that's his favorite, not the one I fucking saved for him.
But it's not, so it's not his favorite.
It is sometimes when it's not there, it's his favorite, and he can't complain.
Oh, so he's an asshole.
Sometimes.
So why is this
favorite.
Affecting you? Because it's on him. That's on him, Scott, not on you.
But then we bring him with them both there. He takes one of each. You're like,
maybe he doesn't understand the word favorite.
Yeah. He also says, oh god. Okay. Anyways, so
does he say realsies?
No. Today, we're like, we're going to order this many pizzas. Actually, okay, flashback to, like, earlier in the month.
Oh, God.
Ooh, flashback.
Oh, God. So, hello, boys. It's March 3rd. It's my birthday. Great. What a date.
Will you edit this later? You put a sound effect in there.
No. CJ did it.
That was a lightning effect. It's not going to read on the broadcast in the future.
I heard him go, whoosh.
All right, go.
Anyways, so it was my birthday. I was excited. I'm like, I'm going to order my own pizza, the kind I want.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, we'll have this many pizzas. Great. So that means we should have, like, we'll have one extra because we had, like, 30-some people that day.
Yeah.
So turns out, like, they're like, I'm going to be here. At noon, like, five people left. Two people decided, no, I'm not going to eat pizza. We had 5.5 pizzas left over. One wasn't even touched. I took it home.
Yeah.
I just walked out. I'm like, this is my birthday pizza.
Yeah, that's a win.
Oh,
yeah.
So angry.
Then, oh, no. Extra no. pizza. Go on.
This is a flashback to better times.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We forgot. If there was a sound effect for the flashback, I would have realized we were in a flashback. But I had forgotten.
I don't know why I do this. This is... Okay, so then today...
Today, flash forward to current day.
So, almost the exact same thing happened today. They're like, hey, we're gonna get pizza. And then they fucking... Then they... Hi, bye.
Love you guys.
They're people...
I'm not ready to make that kind of commitment, but...
Yeah. I'd like you as an audience slash friend. So today, the same thing happened. Like, we're like, okay, we'll order this much pizza. And we counted, like, are you gonna eat any? No. oh, how are you? No, no. And then the guy who wanted his special pizza, he's like, no, I'm on a diet. And like, we ordered these two pizzas just so we wouldn't hear you mumbling. And I was just getting, and then I was throwing cans against the wall. Like, I threw a can of soup against the wall.
Why?
Because I could. It was fun. I threw it in the street.
I think you guys are way too into this pizza thing. Like, I feel like...
No. That's a separate thing. That's for the soup contest.
Why did you throw a can of soup against the wall?
Because we thought it'd be funny. Whoever loses the soup contest tomorrow, we're going to make them a trophy. It's just a can of soup without a label, and it's beat to shit.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
I was thinking of spray painting it gold.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
But
yeah.
They don't deserve gold if they
suck. You can do it silver. Scrape it in silver.
I should get some bronze.
More bronze.
Or bronze.
Yeah.
Or just...
Tungsten.
Or poop. Like a poop color.
Just brown?
Like Sprite. Yeah, brown.
Well, here's the thing. I think you guys are getting way too into pizza. Like, I feel like if people are having such an issue, you should just be like, okay, or say what you want for your pizza, and if we have enough to agree, we're going to get it. Otherwise, we're just getting generic pizza. Like, I don't know what the problem is of getting, like, a cheese, a supreme, a sausage, a pepperoni, a veggie, a mac and cheese.
This is why they had to form a committee.
Yeah.
But you should have seen the company before this. It was chaos.
Yeah.
Now, I did have something where, now this might go to your point of the committee.
Yeah.
I had a day, it was one of our last days at our old building, and we decided to get pizza. And then all of a sudden, there was like five of us. And no one talked to me after I said we wanted to get pizza. No one said anything. And then they're like, oh, hey, by the way, you're splitting a veggie pizza with this other girl, and you owe us $10. I went, I've not been communicated since I admitted to pizza, let alone committed to veggie, which is fine.
Let alone share another girl.
Right.
But she
died of AIDS the next week. All right, no.
Pizza related.
Where are you going to get a veggie pizza for $10 for half of it?
Oh, Toppers.
That's still expensive.
That is a little pricey for
That's
half.
That's what I said. Yeah.
$20 for a pizza with no meat on it? Nothing died for that pizza.
But it's like a specialty pizza because there's tons of vegetables.
Great.
But that's what I'm saying is that I think I would probably say I'd rather have a committee that where I know I'll be able to at least have my opinion than just saying I want pizza and then being forced to eat something.
Yeah.
Which pizza is pizza. It's like sex. It's like, yeah, okay, I'm in.
How are you eating your pizza?
With my tongue.
Oh, yeah.
She has a question for you.
Sure.
She wants to know where you work. We have all this time.
Really, what we want
pizza
to
Pizza Hut. He works.
Pizza.
I have a.
To deal with the pizza committee.
I don't deal with it. I am the pizza committee. Okay, I threw it for the trophy. You did not listening. I made a trophy.
Asked where Scott works.
I work at a printing company.
He works at a printing
company.
Well, they don't have any work. No one prints anymore. So they just fight over pizza. Like no one prints.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we still do work, but this is just. You know, I got to drive around for.
Is your business dying?
No.
Just no, ask her.
And I'll say to this point. Yesterday we had a late Easter celebration where everyone had four eggs on their cubicle, and then there were secret eggs that you could find. And if someone found the golden egg, they got an extra chocolate bunny. And that was the whole morning. Is we were like 3,000 pieces of work behind, but we had a whole goddamn morning of everyone running around finding a stupid golden egg. And where the guy who's probably 300 pounds and doesn't wipe. He was sending out emails like,
"Well, how could you?"
And as he was sending out emails like of clues of it, apparently you had to go to the supervisor's desk to get a clue, to go to another drawer to get a key, to go to another drawer to get the like. Can we fucking work here? Like, can someone work here in the environment where we get paid for?
So you had like one of those escape room things in your office.
We did, only not fun because I would never go to an escape room with people I hate.
Where
that might be a better way to do it, though.
You hate the person. We should find a key.
Were the eggs plastic or real?
John didn't participate.
I didn't.
You said there's four on your desk.
Oh, everyone gets four to start out with, and you find extra ones for extra prizes, and the golden one gets an extra
one. But were they hard-boiled, or were
they... No, they were plastic eggs with, like, jelly beans and candy and stuff.
All right. That's fine.
Which I did not participate because I'm not trying to have dessert, so I do not need to pound chocolate Easter bunny.
No.
I never try to pound a chocolate Easter bunny.
Oh, I get what you mean. You've never tried to fuck a Easter
Whoa,
bunny?
What? No.
You've never had to pound an Easter bunny?
My God,
they're,
John.
Mike, they're hollow on the inside.
Yeah, I know. Put them in the microwave for about 5 seconds. Just five.
Why? Five? So it doesn't melt.
Yeah, you don't want to melt.
But it's gooey.
I don't like this conversation. These are the things I learned.
That's the things I've learned song.
Actually, good segue. I'm going to talk about something I learned this
You're
week.
You're welcome.
Something I learned this week. In the 90s, there was a band called... Uh-oh. What was it?
Silverchair.
No.
Everclear. Eve 6. Lou Vega.
No, it... God damn it. Was
Backstreet Boys.
O-Town. Naughty Touch? No.
Bloodhound Gang.
Bad Touch?
No. Fuck.
Naughty by Nature.
Yes! That was long. And they had this...
Like 80s? Were they 90s?
Fuck, I don't know, man. I was...
They might have spanned decades.
Ooh.
Well...
And then stopped.
So... WXX has a 90s at noon, which they play a 90s song at like quarter after noon.
Right.
Which is stupid. But they played Naughty by Nature, ODP? No. Yeah. OPP.
Yeah. You know that? With OPP.
OPP, yeah.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah.
You know
so, me. Do you know what the OPP means?
I did. I'm blanking right now, but I did know what it meant.
I found out.
What does it mean?
It's other people's property.
Yeah, okay.
But basically, it means their penis or pussy.
Yeah.
So it says, hey, are you down with other people's privates?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck anybody I want.
Yeah, exactly.
It's nice that privates, property, pussy, and penis are all sort of
P. Yeah. So it's like, hey, are you down with fucking someone's girlfriend? Yeah, fuck it, yeah.
So,
and then,
but
and then
clean
AIDS
up,
came out like two years later.
That's the... No.
Yes.
No, you cannot make that correlation. First of all,
and 90s,
AIDS was in the 80s, and Reagan made it an issue.
Made AIDS.
Yeah,
that's
Reagan.
What John is saying.
We all know. Reagan made AIDS. Nancy Reagan was patient zero. She fucked a monkey, came back over, and then blamed the gays.
Know your history, Scott.
I didn't remember that in school.
I would say that's more clever for them to put a... I love when dirty things get into songs and people like sing them, not knowing. It makes me so happy.
There you go. And they said that they did the lyrics. They didn't do lyrics. Uh-oh.
They did or didn't.
They did. No, they did
lyrics in the song,
not specifying anything, so it reaches a broader audience.
Right.
Yeah.
But they don't ever say what OPP means.
Exactly.
But you're down with
they
it.
Know it's, yeah.
I'm down
it's
with
also
other people's
hard to rhyme.
Yeah. Just like when NWA said "fuck the police," you have no idea that it's anti-police.
Yeah. You get an inkling maybe from the attitude they have, but
yeah.
I kind of miss when songs had anagrams. Wait, what is it?
Bands?
Oh, back when songs had anagrams.
Well, you mean bands?
The good old anagrams? The good old days of anagrams.
Well, I mean, like, you don't hear us, whatever, this is
like,
dumb.
You mean like NWA, POW, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
POD, not POW.
Jesus. We were all in Vietnam. I don't know, I'm sorry.
No, that's not, I can't think of the word for that now either.
Prisoner of War.
Abbreviation?
No.
Acronym?
Acronym. I was close to the anagram.
It's like scuba. Scuba's the big example. Yeah.
I didn't know that until like I was like 12.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Probably like, say, 18.
What are you guys talking about?
Scuba? Scuba's an anagram?
Self-contained, underwater...
breathing apparatus.
What? I didn't know that till just now.
You're lying.
What?
Cub Foods, you know, there used to be one in Green Bay, and it closed like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
That's Cub, an anagram.
It was.
For what?
An anagram for anything.
For Buck Foods.
Buck Foods.
What?
It's an anagram. I'm flipping the
lid. Oh, that's an anagram.
That's an anagram. No, but it was an antonym? What was it?
Anago.
Acronym. It was like a Consumers Union Buy, or Custom Consumer Union Buyers Foods.
Catchy.
I don't fucking know. I thought it was
just went with Cub.
So you missed the days when bands were like that.
Just the one band.
Oh.
Two bands. I don't know. It feels like...
Oh, NWA, POD, BSB, Backstreet Boys, Callback.
No.
REM.
Said, yeah, see?
U2.
REO. What does REO stand for? ELO?
ELO.
But Styx... No, Styx is for the...
Yeah.
It's Hades.
Self-timing yellow x-rays.
No. Self-timing yellow x-rays?
Yeah.
BTO. Yes.
Notorious B.I.G.
All right. Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. I just like figuring out letters.
All right. What's next, Scott?
That was the thing I learned. But, you guys do anything?
Whoa. You were...
I was breathing and drinking at the same time, John.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Been a long time. I'm going to have a baby soon. That's going to happen soon.
Yeah. What is with that?
I'm having a baby soon.
Soon.
Yeah, I know. But what is with it?
What do you mean?
Where is it?
In my wife?
Well, I mean... Like, I don't know baby measurements. How long is the trimester?
She's in her third trimester.
Is that good?
Well, it's a natural progression. Yeah, it's good, I guess.
Do the math. What's the trimester?
Three.
Three. Right.
3 months.
Three months. And she's in her third one, so...
Thank you, ladies. Nice seeing you, Rebecca. Thanks for coming.
You gotta get up early.
No, don't worry. It's okay. Sure.
This is baby talk. We get it.
We have to go to jobs where we do things.
I do do things.
Oh, shit. Snap.
Burn. I do do things. We hit it. So I have a cat. I don't know. Okay, so I understand people now. Like, okay, when you go on Facebook and people say, hey, they post a link and they go, hey, this is top 9 things that only people with cats would understand. You're like, fuck you. I understand because I know how to read and understand context. But it's...
But you didn't understand it before.
I did. I understood it before.
But now you have a cat. Now you really understand, right?
Right. I mean, you clicked on it now that you have one.
No, but like...
What are you saying?
I'm saying, yeah, I saved the link in my favorites for the one day if I ever become a dog owner, a cat owner, have a girl best friend, or...
A girl best friend?
I don't fucking know. I was...
Did you mean girlfriend?
No.
You mean BuzzFeed articles where they do that?
In your imagination, you can't even create a girlfriend?
No.
She was your best...
No, I was imagining, like, the two ladies. Like, it's the picture... The thumbnail showed Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. Yeah,
okay. All right.
I was just...
Right. Okay,
right.
I was pretending I was a girl, too.
Got it.
Okay. So about cats, go.
Because guys can't have BFFs, really. Can they?
Yeah, they can.
Oh, Scott.
What?
You're sitting between two Fs.
And I'm a B?
Yeah.
A B.
That's a better grade.
That's true.
If you're the meat they serve in prison.
Yep.
I'm the meat they serve in good high schools.
No, we're the bread. We're the...
Like...
Yes. We are prison meat. Just call us prison meat.
I have a BFF, a guy.
Who's that? Paul?
Yeah, my best man, yes.
Not us, apparently.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, where's my invite? I must have missed it.
You were both at my wedding. You were invited to everything.
I don't recall much of your wedding at all.
You did shows. I think you showed up late and then you danced.
Or the I don't recall much. I was drinking a lot. Though,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
but you did
good bachelor party, right?
Oh, great!
But I don't remember.
Scott was one of the highlights because he drank a bottle of vodka during the day and still made it the entire night. That made me so impressed. Like by 3 p.m., we came back from the pool on Saturday, and him and my brother were tanked. And then by the time we went out to the bars, they were great. They were they were on point.
I tried to.
Did you chase a deer?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Scott, my brother. And my brother and my friend Matt Budiak chased a deer.
Yeah.
My brother lost his wallet. So Paul, my BFF, went out and found my brother's wallet. And my brother tried to pay him money for finding his wallet. He was just sitting there going, you didn't save my money. But Paul's like, you need to just go to bed, Danny. After he was bleeding. You remember him bleeding from the elbow?
I don't remember people bleeding. No,
I don't.
So they were playing football in the basement of the house we rented.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he dived for a ball, skidded on the carpet, and ran into the fireplace. And there was a full doctor in training there to treat him, and then he didn't like the way he treated him, so whenever he came home, he'd go like,
right.
I'm telling mama him.
No, no.
I'm telling mama him.
We fixed it by pouring...
Yeah, we have yes. Participation.
Did he catch the ball?
He did.
Actually, I do remember that now. Yeah, from what I learned from war movies, we poured, he skinned his arm like all the way up the elbow to the wrist. So we took vodka and poured it on it to disinfect the wound.
Yeah.
Which made it like pus up a lot faster.
You use like UV vodka or something.
Yeah, it was UV vodka.
It smelled
like triple distilled. It's okay.
But I just remember coming back from the police like, your friend is a terrible doctor. He said he was going to tell mom on me and I think you should punch him. I'm like, Danny, you're drunk. And he's like, yep.
I just remember like before we were heading to the bar, like two hours before we were going to head over there, I'm like, I just need to nap before we go. But every time I found a place to lay down, the house was spinning, so I just kept I kept going. I went from like room to room.
Well, your logic was it's the house.
The bed. Maybe the bed was too lumpy or soft.
Yeah, something wrong with the house.
So I was just going from like floor to floor, room to room, just trying to find places to lay down. It was a nightmare.
Best part of my bachelor party was the morning we woke up, we all had to leave. because I go in the shower and I'm hammered, obviously, because it's been a long night. So I turn on the shower and someone put tinfoil over the shower head, yeah. So water went everywhere. And I was laughing, and then I take the tinfoil off, and I pour my shampoo in my hand, and someone put Tabasco sauce in it. And I probably laughed for 10 minutes straight. I fell in the shower. Like, I just fell over laughing so hard. I'm like, this is the funniest goddamn thing I've ever seen.
It was...
The fact that during the 2 hours I allowed people into my room when I wasn't guarding it, they covered the shower head, they put Tabasco sauce in my thing. Like, it became a fortress, my room, because you assholes just... You put the outside deck table in my room.
We moved all
with all the chairs, causing the smoke alarm to go off because there was like shit going on.
I don't remember the smoke alarm.
The smoke alarm was
moving furniture.
The smoke alarm was going off, so I called the hotel and went, I don't give a shit. They're coming here. You guys are paying for it. And then everyone moved it out and everyone panicked.
Because you put all the art in your room too. All the art.
Yeah. That could have cost Paul thousands of dollars, and you all just chucked on my bed.
We also, the patio went from the kitchen to your room, so I unlocked the patio door and
That's
locked
right.
your door, so you couldn't get into your room, but we knew the secret exit. We knew how to get in there.
Good times.
One of the best weekends, I would say. I think that's a good thing in general for bachelor parties. Rent a big house, pack it with guys, and just go crazy.
Dude.
Yeah.
Remember that Out of Africa poster?
No. Yeah, maybe. No.
In the basement, it was like a jungle theme, and there was just a giant Out of Africa poster.
It was like a Humphrey Bogart movie or something, wasn't it?
No, yeah. Robert Redford and Meryl Streep.
I don't know, man.
It's like a Humphrey Bogart.
My favorite thing though is on the door.
We're trying to get out of Africa.
On the door to the inside of the house, it had like this big, because it was at the Kalahari. We can say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Kalahari, so they have this whole like elephant theme. To the place, like, hey, check out these. You love elephants, right? Look at these big elephants. So what we did was, like, the front door had this big elephant metal thing on the front. So that, like, you just so from the outside you see, oh, it's an elephant. His trunk is here, and his feet are here, and his big old ears. But from the inside, it looked like a guy was leaning back and jerking off.
Yeah, it did.
It was the best thing I've ever seen. Because he was just like, you just saw, like, what. Was the elephant's legs, but his head looked like his body was just leaning back, and you saw something reaching out for a giant long. It was fantastic. I think I wanted to take a picture of it, but I don't know if I did.
You can always go back.
Yeah, next time you have a bachelor party, John. Can you have a post bachelor party?
I would love that.
Like, hey, we made it.
We have like a faux bachelor party. I mean,
that would be fun. Yeah, just rent the same cabin. And...
Yeah, the last time you're not a parent.
Yeah, true. Yeah. The last time.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, I understand. It's late. I get it. You guys were 2.5 hours. You made it.
We're old.
No, I get it.
He's old.
Happy birthday, sir.
Oh, he's even older then.
Please come back. It's always different lineups.
He knows. He's been here a bunch.
Oh, has he?
Okay. You're one of his favorites.
Oh, really?
You never call.
Look at him go. Touch him.
All right.
Touch him with their gloves. Squares out of here. We all talk about.
Yeah, now all the narcs are gone. You can talk about doing drugs and smoking heroin.
Doing drugs and smoking heroin.
Yeah, at the same time.
Ooh.
Is this heroin? What am I thinking of?
I don't know. Heroin?
Crack?
Heroin?
You smoke
heroin. You insert in your arm,
yes,
right?
You shoot heroin. Smoke cocaine.
I think
snort
you smoke
cocaine.
Heroin too. I think you can do both.
You probably. Yeah. I mean, you can smoke anything if you try hard enough.
I think you can chew it too, like tobacco.
What?
Heroin?
It's a liquid, isn't it?
It can be a vapor too.
Do you smoke
black
vapor?
Tar? Black. I've heard that.
Have you ever seen Traffic? Tar? They suck up heroin like it's candy.
No.
Topher Grace and that chick from Swim Fan.
This bugs me in movies, as well as the number 55.
Batman Superman?
Phone number 555, whatever.
Oh, I hate that.
Absolutely. But in movies, always ticks me out is when they snort cocaine, and you see them, they're not snorting cocaine,
yeah,
probably, but they're snorting up something.
Yeah.
What are they doing, and how are they doing that?
Oh, God damn it, I know this, but it's like, it's some kind of...
Well, they're actually snorting up stuff?
Yeah, they're snorting up stuff, but it's like something that doesn't burn you and it's like harmless.
So it's like chalk?
Like chalk.
Does chalk hurt?
Probably like chalk.
But it's some kind of substance. It's not like it's something that's not going to affect your body. It's kind of like a sugar thing, but like it doesn't burn or anything. Like you can just suck it up. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
I think flour would be bad.
There's also straws that will make it like you suck it up, but it blocks everything.
Oh, so it goes into the straw.
It goes into the straw, and it just looks like you're sucking it. I know that's also an option.
Every time that happens in a movie, it takes me out of the moment to go, how are they doing that?
Oh, really?
Every time.
Just like when people... Yeah, they're every...
Yeah, but then I'm like, but then they got some... I mean, how are they doing like take after take of that?
Yeah, it just cut really... It's really weak stuff. They got the weak stuff, Michael.
They got the weak stuff.
The weak stuff.
I know we had this conversation before, but I don't understand drugs. Like, I just don't get it. Like, how they're like, hey, here's some drugs. I got a test to see if it's good. Like, do they dip, like, in, like, heroin that they inject a needle? Do they stick their pinky in there and go, oh, look at it. It has the right consistency.
You always taste it just to make sure it's pure because people used to do, like, sugar.
But how do people know what pure stuff tastes like?
Because they're drug addicts.
From tasting pure stuff. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, if I eat pizza and then the next week I eat the same pizza, I won't know if it tastes different.
Because
it's the same pizza.
Here's the thing.
I won't know, I
say. Say you ordered, like, a gourmet pizza from Gallagher's, which can be expensive, but it's delicious. And you say, I want a gourmet chicken Gallagher's. And they deliver it to you, and you take out a slice, and it's Roma's frozen pizza. Wouldn't you lose your shit?
Yeah, I guess I would.
That's the comparison.
Would you take it out and, like, rub it on your gums? This is not.
That sauce is fucking garbage.
Where's my fucking pizza, Gallagher?
This is 6 for $12 a festival, you cocksucker. That is the comparison, because people know. They just know.
I want to do that next time. I want to, like, Papa John's, like, hold on. What? Pull a knife out. I stick the knife in the pizza.
No, you just stick
it in my nose.
Stick it into the box. And then, like, dip your finger in the box. Get the fuck out of here.
This isn't real American cheese. This is half plastic and vegetable oil. That voice made my throat hurt.
Is that saying vegetable oil?
This is something I want to know.
Okay.
Canola oil is the same thing.
Canola is a vegetable.
What did you just say?
Canola oil.
I believe he was quite clear when he said canola.
Canola oil.
Canola oil?
Yes, it's the same thing as vegetable oil.
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't going to say that?
No, I just didn't know what you said. It was just like, what are those?
Go ahead.
I don't remember what I was going to say now.
Oh.
Talking about, you said, okay, let's retrace.
Last thing I said was cut a knife into the pizza box, stick your finger in there.
And dip it in there, get the shit out of here.
The plastic cheese, yeah.
Vegetable oil.
Here's something I want to know.
Right.
It didn't fucking come back. I don't know what I was going to ask you.
Then you were doing a voice. And you
I think
yes.
Nice.
Here's what I understand. How do people smile all the time? I smiled for 5 minutes and my head hurt.
I did not see that coming.
No. That's a different set of muscles. I don't know.
How did you get that from vegetable oil?
I got it from the... I don't know.
Yeah, my voice hurting. I wasn't listening to you guys. I was talking about myself.
Yeah.
I know that more alpha people smile with more teeth. It's a way of showing dominance.
But I'm a B.
Yeah, that's why smiling is weird for you. I don't. Because
you're Fs.
Why do you feel weird smiling?
It hurts. It hurts.
Yeah. What do you mean it hurts?
Because you just smile and you're like, it's like when you go to a funeral and you're trying not to cry, you get that, the back of your jaw hurts.
Well, it's a muscle.
Yeah.
You have to train it. So if you smile more, your body will get
My head hurts,
smiling.
Like, up here, though.
Or you're just naturally not inclined to smile.
Now, what I'm guessing is that when you smile, you feel self-conscious, which makes you more stressed, which kind of gives you, like, a tension headache. That's my opinion. Is that you get, like, weirded out by yourself by smiling. Like, are people looking at me? Am I smiling right? Am I smiling too long?
Am I feeling weird? Is that how you smile?
I don't know how to smile.
Well, smile the smile that hurt you. Show us.
I don't remember.
Show us on you where you hurt you.
Right here, my mouth and my head area.
When you smile when you laugh.
Yeah, but usually I don't build it up and go, ha 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 ha, like most people do.
No, but you just outwardly do it.
I just go, ha! Like, it's like a bolt.
But, like, you're showing your smile, you're afraid to show your smile. You think people are going to judge you.
I just broke the pen.
I'm just getting to the root of your emotional needs.
No, I just...
That's why he's distracted.
No, girls... You know how girls, they say, I have resting bitch face.
Yeah.
I have resting bastard face?
Resting bastard.
Is that it?
A rasty bastard.
Sense, yeah.
Because people always like, "Oh, you don't look happy." I'm like, "I'm just normal. This is normal me. My tired face and my angry face apparently look the exact same."
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
And angry.
And angry. But it's
not. What does your happy face look like?
I don't know. Make me happy. Make me happy.
We've been working for 37 minutes on that.
You just kind of smiled. Is this it?
This is it. It's pretty good.
You kind of smiled.
It's pretty good.
No. Lift up the corners of your mouth.
But I think most things...
What do you mean, but? Just lift up the corners of your fucking mouth. Keep your mouth open. There you go. No.
Like, imagine...
Less worry your eyes.
Imagine Professor Quiche, which is your cat, drinking a soda. You just smiled. You literally just smiled.
Go. Yeah, but it was like for a second.
But yeah, you still did it.
We're working on it.
All you have to do is replicate that.
What kind of soda is it?
Orange Crush.
He would like that.
See, you just smiled. You're smiling, Scott. Like, you just smiled.
You're smiling, Scott. You're doing it.
But you did an organic smile, and you kept it there for a couple seconds, and you weren't hurting, right?
No, but I was, like, smiling for more than a minute.
Yeah.
And it hurts.
No one knows that.
Is this my water?
Still.
Yes. But it's okay. I think you're just too self-conscious, or, like, you're not aware of when you feel joy.
It's true. Not.
It's a breakthrough. I can't believe that fucking audience left.
Yeah,
guys.
It's usually when the breakthrough happens.
The scary thing is, I think I recognize the one in the middle. I think she is the what is it called? The
supervisor of the pizza committee.
No. Okay. The receptionist. I think she's the receptionist at the psychology doctor person I go to.
Oh, okay.
So she's like, "I recognize him. He comes in all the time." I'm like, "Give me your." So she's like, "Gonna go back." Like, he says he throws metal cans at buildings, and they're like, "You up
he
your
never
nose."
Works
and I'm pretty sure the therapist would say, "That's patient confidentiality. You're fired."
She's like, married though, too. So fuck it.
She's still fired though.
I know Rebecca, the one on the right, was single.
Oh, is she OPP?
Yeah, you know me.
I went on a date with Rebecca.
Oh, did you?
This is a small world.
It was barely a date. I mean, it was
just kind of hang out.
Hang out, I read the signals wrong. Went in for and leaned in, and she went no.
That girl.
She verbally said no. Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, that was that girl's story.
That's funny, Scott.
Yeah.
Look at him laugh. Look at his smile. Look at his smile.
No, it's funny because it didn't happen to you, Scott. That's why it's
funny. That is funny because it didn't happen to me.
Yeah.
That kind of... I don't know if that hurts or not. Because I didn't...
Feel it? Does it hurt?
I guess I didn't get a good look at her, so I don't...
Feel it in my fingers. Well, I'll tell you, it doesn't hurt me anymore. It's a fun story.
It is a fun story. I like fun stories, John.
Well, that's funny because I would have not gotten that vibe at all that you guys like went on a...
Well, like I said, it wasn't even much of a date, so it was a thing, and then it was casual, and then there was an awkward moment, and then I haven't seen her in, like,
7 years?
No, like 7 months.
Oh. Okay.
Or so.
That's funny. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
That's probably why they left, because you're talking about...
That is not why they left. They would have left a long time ago. She's been here all night.
Oh.
It's good.
I wasn't.
All right, Scott, let's turn this mother down.
All right. Time for secrets.
Jesus.
Time to tell a secret. You tell one, and I'll tell one. We're gonna get weird, and then
fuck. My favorite thing about that song.
I want more of those songs.
Yeah. My favorite thing about that song is I always think, like, how does this song go? I don't remember recording it. And then I'm like, oh, it's John.
I do. This isn't Scott and go, oh, that's me. I'll do that too in the first couple sentences. I'm like,
song.
Sweet. Oh, it's me.
Actually, thankfully, the girls aren't here because this will be less awkward. Although my brother's in the audience, so that's going to be a little awkward too.
So I was jizzing on his sheets.
Oh, I told you already?
Yeah.
Like, no, I was going to say, like last year we had a bet about the whole jerking off thing.
Yeah.
Now, I don't do that very often at all. Like once a week, maybe.
Right.
But now that we have a cat. I'm like, who fucking knows where he is, when he's gonna come in? Now it's like down to once a month.
I really thought it was gonna go the other direction though.
I did too.
I have a cat.
Like the way you said it, I'm like,
day.
Now we have a cat, I fucking jizz everywhere.
As long as he's in the room and purring.
No.
Scott, once a month, if you talk to any psychiatrist or doctor, they will be like, that is unhealthy. Like, they will literally tell you that's unhealthy.
Wow. What are you concerned about the cat?
I'm not.
Okay,
I'm,
well, no, let's try to spin it good, though. So it was once a week, now it's once a month. Are you like, oh my god, this, I need, like, I,
no, I don't go, I need to do this, get the fuck out, let's shut the door.
But it's a good thing, like, it's healthy. Like, doctors literally will be like, you should masturbate at least once a week. Like, they'll tell you that.
Some doctors, I don't know what kind of doctors.
Yeah, my doctors never said that.
They're like, after this, Google like masturbation. It's all articles being positive about. No one's ever just be like, do not ever
don't Google images though.
But no. It depends on where you are too. Because if you're like the bus article will say, don't do it here. This is the bus.
Oh, right.
Or don't do it in schools.
I'm saying in the privacy of your home. Why are you afraid?
The cat doesn't
care. Why do you do it less?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why can't you just shut your door, grab some Kleenex, and do your thing?
Because I don't want to.
Okay. That's better. But you're saying it's because of the cat.
Well, it's a thing where I'm like, oh, because I, like, even at night when I go to bed, I don't even shut my door anymore because I'm like, I'll let the cat in. So it's like, it's that thing because even if, like, no one is home, I always shut my door anyways just in case.
Yeah.
But now it's like the door is always open, so, like, I rarely ever shut my door.
So then the cat has given you a more sense of being open.
I guess.
Because you're less of a shut-in.
And then he licks his asshole, and, like, now I feel like you're showing me up.
Have you been trying to do this?
No.
Also, you also have probably a lot of rooms where you could do, like, before the shower, after the shower, randomly in the bathroom. Like,
other rooms?
Yeah.
Why would I go to a different room? I could shut my door.
Well, your cat isn't.
But you just said you'd leave it open.
I'd go in my closet then or something. I don't know.
You could try the closet.
Whoa.
Or the basement. We don't have to go in the basement.
Whoa, we were just letting you know that you could go to other rooms.
I could do it in the garage.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
We don't let them in the garage or the basement. I could do it in there.
Yeah.
Go to the sump pump.
Yeah.
Takes care of the problem.
Right.
Do it in the car on the way to work.
Yeah.
Do it during the pizza committee meeting.
No.
Do it while you're throwing cans of soup against an alley wall.
He laughed.
Yeah. What's your, do you have one? Secret?
Secret? No, I should have ended it there because that was a good callback. It's my fault. Oh, my secret is, because this won't be ever released.
It's going to be released.
No, my kid's name, middle name is going to be mine.
Mine?
Mine?
Mine. No, it's my name, John.
Oh, God damn it. I was really hoping his middle name was mine.
like
Timothy Mine Egan.
Mine Egan.
That would be better, you guys.
Yeah, change it. Don't tell time.
Actually,
don't
if it was if Adolf, that'd be good then.
Why?
Adolf Mine Egan?
Adolf Mine Egan.
Ew.
Do you.
Or if your last name was Waffles.
Mine Waffles. Adolf Mine. Good night, everybody! God damn it.
Hey, off my walk! Oh, my God. Is that, did you get a lock eyes?
No.